Hi, and welcome to The Cutaneous Connection, a podcast from the staff at Dermatology Times, aiming to provide you with the latest news in dermatology, two exclusive interviews with leading industry experts, and a glimpse at what goes on behind the scenes. I'm your host, Linda Stokum. Today, Morgan Petronelli is joined by Mark Sirota, MD, a dermatologist triple board certified in dermatology, allergy, and immunology, and pediatrics. They discuss type 2 inflammation, diving into how the understanding of the subject has evolved over time, plus how up-to-date the dermatology field may or may not be on the subject. Sirota has studied the field extensively and gives his insight on just how important type 2 inflammation is.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today. I want to start off by asking you, what is your understanding of type 2 inflammation and how has that understanding grown over the years?
Our understanding of type 2 inflammation has grown a lot over the years. It is the primary pathway or driver for atopic or allergic cell mediated, Th2 cell mediated inflammation. So the primary driver for that are cytokines or radio signals called IL-4 and IL-13. And when an allergen is presented to a naive T cell, it will then differentiate into a Th2 cell. And we call that type 2 mediated inflammation because that Th2 cell then is the general, which starts creating that process of type 2 mediated inflammation.
And my next question, how familiar do you think dermatologists, both academic and the community, are with type 2 inflammation? If not, why not?
I think our understanding has probably lagged a little bit behind from some other pathways just because historically we didn't have medications that target specifically that pathway. So we became more familiar with, for example, the Th17 pathway, which is the primary mediator for autoimmune type inflammation, and the Th2 pathway, because we didn't have targets specifically for that, our knowledge of that probably lagged a little bit compared to other pathways. I think the next decade of innovation in our field is going to be targeted towards type 2 inflammation. So it's really important that we understand that pathway because there's a lot of innovation coming in the atopic space, not just for atopic dermatitis, but for things like asthma, allergic rhinitis, and other allergic conditions. So it's really important that we have a background of the pathophysiology of that pathway.
Absolutely. In my next question, can you tell me a little bit about your research on type 2 inflammation in eczema and also about managing comorbid conditions in people with eczema?
Yeah, my primary area of interest is the overlap within the specialties for atopic conditions. Much like TNF-alpha is a very ubiquitous cytokine for autoimmune pathways and autoimmune diseases, not just in dermatology, but in other specialties in the autoimmune world, IL-4 and IL-13 and type 2 mediated inflammation is a very ubiquitous signal and pathway in atopic conditions, not just in skin disease, but also in other comorbid conditions like asthma and allergic rhinitis. In fact, the situation is actually much worse for atopic patients. We have about a 30% chance of developing psoriatic arthritis if you have psoriasis, but we don't know which 30% that's going to be. Well, it's even higher in atopic patients. Around half our atopic patients will have another comorbid atopic condition. So because I'm board certified in both dermatology and allergy immunology, I've sort of dedicated my interest throughout my career and the overlap in the specialties and finding treatments and targets that modify disease states for multiple conditions in the atopic world.
And do you think in the future we'll be treating type 2 inflammation as one condition versus individual type 2 conditions like eczema?
I think so. I think the genetic predisposition of these patients really lends itself to the idea that eczema and allergic conditions are not, eczema is not a skin disease. It's a systemic disease with cutaneous manifestations. And depending on what tissue has that type of inflammation and is inappropriately responding to things is the phenotype that you get. But similar to in the psoriasis world, where we think of it as a systemic condition and it has elevated inflammation and comorbidities, the same is true in the allergic atopic world, I think now, where many of these patients have other comorbid conditions because at its core, it's not a localized disease. It's a systemic disease with cutaneous manifestations.
And how many comorbid patients do you see in your practice? Are they aware of their condition might be connected?
Yeah, I think in the specialist's office, it's common that we see patients with multiple comorbid conditions, and it's common that we counsel them that their conditions are related. So we call it the atopic march, where eczema, asthma, and allergies are all sort of interrelated, and patients frequently go through that progression in childhood where they develop multiple of these conditions. I think perhaps in the primary care offices, we could do a better job referring to one specialty when the patient has a known comorbid condition in the atopic world in another specialty. So if the patient has eczema, they shouldn't just be referred to the dermatologist, they should also be referred to the allergist so they can have potential asthma assessed, potential allergies assessed. So it becomes more of a holistic approach, looking at their condition as a systemic disease in terms of having hyperactive type 2 mediated inflammation in general.
And my last question for you, why do you believe it's important for dermatologists to educate their patients about type 2 inflammation?
I think because of the nature of the disease where you have all of these other conditions, I call it the game over scenario. Like in the psoriasis world, it's really nice if I clear their skin, but if I'm not addressing the fact that they could also have joint disease, not just now, but in the future, then they can develop potentially irreversible joint damage without the patient ever linking the two. And the same is true in the atopic world. Asthma is kind of that game over scenario where patients can get go to the ER, get admitted to the hospital, get intubated. And in the long term, you can have lung remodeling where your airways stop responding to the typical treatments like albuterol. So patients have to be counseled and aware that not just today, but in the future, you could be at higher risk for these other comorbid conditions. And frequently they come to the dermatologist's office first because the skin is what is visual, and the patients won't make the connection that they are coughing at night and that's actually a form of wheezing and they actually have asthma unless the dermatologist screens for that and counsels the patient on it. So I really encourage my dermatology colleagues to screen patients for asthma in the same way that they screen patients for psoriatic arthritis.
For more Dermatology Times content, from articles and videos to podcasts, visit www.dermatologytimes.com.